first pasuk of the parasha, and if you don't have the Maariv Kamos in group number two, which is based upon Sukkim and Sifrei HaMitzvos, Rambam and the Ramban and the Chinuch and the Minchas Chinuch, these are Sifrei HaMitzvos, which are fundamentals. Without going into, without even going over the Gemara, there's a discussion in the very first pasuk. Let's go to the phrase again. Shoftim v'shoftim tizanacha v'chol sharecha. Right, who's about Kari if you don't finish the first pasuk at least? Yosef? Stop. So one of the issues is Lishvatecha. Right? There are various Shvatim. And the question, of course, becomes, what is Shvatim going to do with anything? Just establish Batei Din everywhere. Let's open the Gemara to see how the Gemara discusses this. Now, Tezayin of a base. Okay, Rabbi Hossein? Just to make sure you don't read the Gemara for nothing. Tezayin of a base, the Gemara discusses this pasuk. It's the third from the last narrow line. Beidos and Sanhedros, Elim and Bez and Shalayan Aleph, the Mishnah. Let me discuss the basics. There are three different levels of Batei Din. There's a Bez of three, to the first words of the Mesechta. You see on every page on top, Dini Mamanas Mishlosha. Every page says that there are three. Then it's called 23. That's called Sanhedrin Katana. And then Sanhedrin Gedola, which is 71. These are fundamentals. I should have most people do before you open the Gemara. So who establishes these Sanhedros Katanos? The Bezin Shal Ayanam. So we call that Bezin Agadol, Sanhedrin Agadola, Bezin Shal Nishka Sargozis. There are many names that it has. Minolon. How do you know you need Sanhedrin Gedola to appoint Sanhedrin Katana? Kida Ashkan b'Moshe uki Sanhedros u'Moshe b'Mokom Shivim v'Chad Koi. Wow. Moshe established Sanhedros. Moshe is like 71. And therefore, here we know he needs 71. What does Rashi say? Uki Sanhedros. Batsas Yisro, Umoshe Yashofet Vidayan Apia Dibur, Vishokal Kisanhedri Gedola, Shabi Rishonai. One person, Moshe Rabbeinu. Shokal. Chazal an expression, Shokal Moshe Keneged Kol Yisro. You know Chumash and Rashi? That's a very important expression. You should know these expressions. So here it says, Shokal is Moshe Keneged what? Kisanhedri Gedola, Shabi Rishonai. Wow, this one person has made a lot of shuckles on it. Okay? Fine. This is the source. Let's go a little bit further. Toner Abona. Minayin Shemamidin Shoftim the Yisrael Tavanoma. Shoftim Titan. Shoftim the Yisrael Minayin Tavanoma. Shoftim Titan. Two separate things. What is Shoftim? Says Rashi says. Guliarim choftin b'maklos al piyar shoftim l'chomi she'ena shamea. Whoa. These are guys, rough and tough guys. They're the enforcers. That's right, the enforcers. The big, tough guys. If you go to the best, then they beat you up, basically. That's what it says.
The words.
I'm sorry?
Children.
Today, children means... It's bad. We're learning Pirkei Avos now and Shabbosin that you have to worry about the Shlomo Shel Malchus. Is it not for the Malchus? What's the mission going on? Ish Yisrael, no, Chayim below. Literally, people eat other people alive. We see there's a lawless society, a disaster. Today, 2015, there are some lawless societies out there, and people are just killing like crazy. Shem Yirach, killing like crazy. So therefore, we have to be very grateful that we live in America, which is a fundamentally lawful society. There are too many murders, I agree with you, but it's fundamentally a lawful society. So this is what we have to be grateful for. This Rabbi Moshe Feinstein called Malchus Shel Chesed, and there are mistakes in all directions. So what? No, nothing is perfect in life. Fine. Testing tomorrow like this. Shoftim l'chol shevet v'shevet b'nayim. Talmud lomar. Shotrim l'shvatecha. I skipped. Talmud lomar shoftim l'shvatecha. Shotrim, shoftim l'shvatecha. So every shevet requires its own. So it sounds like. Okay, let's go further than that. L'chol ir v'ir b'nayim. Talmud lomar shoftim l'sharecha. Shotrim minayim, shotrim l'sharecha. Look at that. So you need for every shevet and for every city. Rabbi Yehuda omer, echad memuna al kula, shenemar, titan lecha. Rashbag omer l'shvatecha v'shaftu, mitzvah v'shevet, lodun es shivto. Our first piece of Gemara said, Hedrin, Baruch Hashem. Everyone understand it? You have to translate it to English more than I am. Everyone got what I'm saying? If you don't understand, raise your hand. I'll try to translate more. I assume a certain level of knowledge. And if I'm wrong, you'll let me know either publicly or privately. Fine. The obvious question is, wait a second. Every city has a bezin. What do you mean every shevet? Every city belongs to a shevet. There are multiple but they did in every shevet. I mean, what says Tosfos? An amazing answer. One line Tosfos. Shoftim l'chol shevet v'shevet. Im yesh be'ir achas v'beis shvatim osin beis sanhedros. How do you like that? A big city with two shvatim. A border town. Right way to say a border town. Let's say part of Shevet Yehuda and part of Shevet Binyamin. By the way, I don't expect to be geographers. Is there any city that you know about? That I gave that example that has half Yehuda and half Binyamin. Everyone knows?
Yerushalayim.
Who knows? Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is a half of Yehuda, half of Binyamin. So presumably they had to have two. One for the Yehuda part, one for the Binyamin part. Yes?
Those cities have to be, that's the way they were given originally, or could it be that way because that's the way it ended up being?
That's how people settled. No. Cities are determined by convention. They're financial hubs. They're whatever, educational hubs. You know, the cities spread out and cross the border from one shape to the other.
Okay.
Everyone with me so far? Good. This is the concept of a shevet, a bezel for a shevet. So I asked you to see some of the mepharshim in the back, to see how they discuss this. Let's take a look in the back. I want to give you a familiarity with the back. I don't know what kind of Gemaras you have. I have the old Gemaras for today, but whoever's old for other is better off. But it's a better Gemara. I have, we noticed in Hebrew last, there was no old for other. It was 12 years ago. My Gemara is called it's a Vilna Shas. I'm not sure it has any particular name. Gemara that I have. It's a regular standard Gemara. What's the name of these kind of Gemaras?
Talmud.
Is it Talmud?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Talmud Shas. I mean, it does have the bolded Rashis, which didn't exist when we were growing up, so that's a big plus. It also has I think it has Mepharshim together, which we never, when I was growing up, you had to go, one thing, go find, here they put them all together. It's called a Kovetz. They're various. Let's take a look. And my version is called Agos V'Chidushim on Aftan Zayin and Beis. Your other edition is called Kovetz Mepharshim, or if you have the old Gemara, you have to look for each one. Let's take a look. Okay, let's take a look. We'll start with the Yavetz. Who is the Yavetz, gentlemen? What does Yavetz stand for? Anybody know? Yud Ayin Beis Tzadi. Yaakov Emden Ben Svi. Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Have you heard of the Javits Center? Have you heard it? You hear it?
In the city?
Yeah. Have you heard of the Javits Center? Big convention center on 34th. You ever heard of it?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got not everyone is from New York City.
They have
my bias is showing.
They have auto shows there.
That's right. A lot of things are there. The Javits Center. It was named after a senator named Jacob Javits. New York State Senator. United States Senator from New York, who was a direct descendant of the Yavetz, even named him. His name was Jacob, Yaakov. It was Jabez, Jabez, Yaakov Ebner Ben Tzvi. Okay? Who knows what Tzvi? Who is Tzvi? Who is the Yaakov Ebner's father? The Chacham Tzvi. Tzvi Ashkenazi. It's important that you know the names of the people that we quote just to get an idea of when they lived, who they lived. Anyone know who Rabbi Yaakov Ebner fought with? It's got a little bit of history. It was not a happy fight. It was very, very problematic. But it's important you know when these people flourished. It was the 18th century Europe. Let's not read what he has to say. If there's going to be a little biography. Everyone see the place? You all have it? Shoftim lechol shevet b'shevet. Everyone see it? Able to read inside? Hope you all have it. Pirish. Bezdin kol el memuna l'shevet shevet. Shem yipu divrei rivos b'sharia ayaras b'nir l'ir. B'emidin edifashis, b'emidin edimaminis. Shehizik yochet o'rabim b'nei ir. Achas, l'mish, b'mi, b'nei ir acheres. Boso shevet, b'gufo b'vamono. Yodun osam abezdin kol el l'shvotin. In other words, every shevet, shevet Ruvein, had its one. Like in America, forgive these for example. It's the United States Supreme Court, and then there's New York, the highest level court, right? It's not called the Supreme Court, it's the lowest level in New York, but that's neither here nor there. The highest level court in New York State, that would be Shevet, and the highest level court in Washington, Supreme Court, which is, woo, and that would be the equivalent, the Habdul, please don't.
That system is based on this?
The Habdul, the Sanhedrin Agadola. I say the Habdul, especially after what happened a couple of months ago. Yeah, sorry, Aaron, what did you say?
The system
was
based on this.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, who took from who? Yes.
Theoretically speaking, if you had like a small town, but like for whatever reason, it half of it was in one shevet, half of it was another joint, and half of it was in a different shevet, what would be the point of having two judges then? Because like at the end of the day, it's still a small area. It just happens to be that. Wouldn't that be a waste of a judge?
That's an interesting question. That's exactly what Tosa says. That even though normally one court per city suffices. If the city is divided into two shvatim, zegzeres hakasav, you need to have two. You're right, it's a waste of communal money. As a matter of fact, it's
also,
very, very important.
And also like a waste of a person. Like you put that judge elsewhere and he would be helpful elsewhere.
Well, I'm assuming they all have a full docket. You know, there could be more than one person. There are three people, maybe 23 people. Many cases came up before then. But what I'm trying to say is that ideally, but they did should be public institutions paid for by communal chest, and not by either of the parties, as we're going to be discussing when we get to some of the more practical aspects. Our Bezdin system in America and in Israel can use a lot of fixing, but we will not mince words and critiques of some of the shortcomings of the system. Yes?
In that type of city, would there need to be 120 people?
Well, there's the details, how many people have to be, that's a sugya of Gemara. We're not going to go into that detail right now. We're not done with the Rashat, with the Yavetz yet. The chenum has a shaykh with clothes ear by ear. Could go and should know the wap froshes bein ahem, bein hot sauce a ear, bein guleos, dosea, chatzirea, bein gosheo, and no goes to the nachlas ear a cheres for dosea, cromer, svarea, bechamosea, going to rabbin the rabbin, which yoko the hepech, yikshu the mishpot, bezdin a chloe, shall a shave it, shukamo, bezdin a godo shall a hem. She called, but they didn't. Shall I yara? Shall shave it? Echad you nishmoyam the best na shave it? Kol lo shaleim. That's what it says. Fine. So what about the best na godol? They're out of work. What do you need then? And the zaka to the best na godol bishulaim im lo she nechleku v'nistapku bein dam ledam or bein din ledin. Where that special came from? Bein din ledin. Who knows which parasha came from? Bein din ledin. Anyone know? Where is the Torah Kloshe Bein Din Ledin? Which parasha? Correct, parasha Shoft. I think you heard it already four times. Not once, not twice, not three times, but four times. It's in the first at least, before Shani, Kalim. It's four times. Vim Yikre Riv Bein Shevet L'Shevet Yikre Buat Smoseyam L'Lishkas Agozis. Period. U'bechinam Nistabek Wazeh Ramban B'Perish HaTorah Resh Parasha Shoft. Rabban asked a question. And he gives an answer which is not that much different than the Yavetz's answer. For those who look at the Rabbana and the Maram HaKomis, it's more or less the same, but the Yavetz has it a little bit more bigado. Fine. Atkan, the Yavetz. So there was a, like what we're used to. There are state courts and there are federal courts. Right? The Supreme Court is rules over everybody. That's why, for example, they give the most recent I think it's the most recent. I haven't heard such a big clap since Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Chukas. We're now holding, you're ready to finish Parshas Shoftim. You can count the parashas between one and the other. Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas. The United States Supreme Court ruled that same-sex marriage is the law of the land, and any court, any state highest court, which had disallowed it, is now being overruled by the U.S. Supreme Court. There's nothing to do about it. That's the system set up by the quote founding fathers, right? That's just the way it is. Okay, so the Havdil Elif Alfei Avdolos. If there was a lower court, if you will, a Sanhedrin of a Bezdin of three, then they went up to the, if you will, the higher Bezdin, the Bezdin of 23, Sanhedrin Ketana Nevi Shevet. But then it went to the Bezdin of Yerushalayim. They can overrule and overturn any lower Bezdin whatsoever. So it's very similar in some ways to our system. Got it so far, Bozak?
Maybe that's after Pesach was made, or that's if there was no Pesach, they didn't know.
Oh, so the way we work it, based on the Pesukim of Chumash, which we heard four times, that the Kamta of Elisa Lamakom, they would get up, Vayki Yipolei V'chol Davar, Vein Dom L'Dom, Vein Din L'Din, Uvein Nega L'Nega. What are these three examples? Why are they three? So the Vilna Gaon explains, Vein Dom L'Dom is what's called Yisur V'Hetim. Nida. It's an example. It could be applied to Kashrus too, Shabbos too. But they gave an example. Vein Din L'Din, this is, of course, Dinei Mamonos, the way this is discussing primarily this year. Bein Nega LaNega is Dinei Tumah V'Tahara, which unfortunately the Bava Nosein or Rav no longer apply, generally speaking. But in the old days, it was a very major part of Halacha. These are the three areas of Halacha. You don't know what to do. The Kamta of Alisal HaMoko. Did you run right away? But let me just skip. I put a few Tosefta's on the Marma Komus. Tosefta, for those who may not know, can be found in the back. It's not much the very first line, put Tosefta's in the back, and you should get a bit of a taste. Please, everyone has a Tosefta, let's turn to the back and see how things used to work in the old days. Tosefta Sanhedrin. We'll start with Tosefta, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yossi, the third line. Rishona lohoya machlokus be Yisrael. In the good old days, there was no machlokus. Why? Because Bezdin shal shivim v'yechad shev lishkas agazis. They would decide everything. How did it work? Shai bat edinin shal esu v'shlosh hoya b'ayor shal Yisrael. Ushnei bat edinin shal gimel hoya b'yushalayim. Echad b'arabayis v'echad v'chil. Nitzrach echad mehem halocha. It's a good Jew. Lives somewhere, he has a halachic question. What does he do? Holeh etzel bezin shebe'ira. Goes to the bezin in his local city. Asks him what to do. Fine. This is wonderful. That's how we start. You don't know? Go there. Ein bezin, there's no bezin in this town. Holeh etzel bezin ha'samachlira. The nearest bezin. Im shamu, if they know the halacha, they heard it, they know it. Amulahem. They told him, Chaim, the lawyers, Chayev, Potter, Tomei, Tor, Osam, Mutter, right? V'im Lav, they don't know the answer. Rabosai, you'll hear from me many, many times this year, I don't know. I don't know. Was the Masechta Brochus, the beginning? Lamed L'shon Cholomar Eini Odeh. The proper response, I don't know. Don't cover up. I don't know. So the good rabbi there said, I don't know. Which is the honest and proper answer. What happened? Look at this now. Who, the questioner, v'hamufla shebehem, which presumably means the great, the most scholarly member of that particular Sanhedrin, the town of Bezin, boyen lebezin shebehar abayis. So they take a trip together. Im shamu, the har abayis Bezin, omla, V'im lav, hu v'amufla shemen boron lebeznak shebechil. Close. Im shamu amulem. V'im lav, eilu v'eilu boron lebeznak gado shebelishkas agazis. That's the final authority. They're not allowed to say, I don't know. Get to a point, you can't. If you don't know, who's going to know? You have to give an answer. If you don't know, give it based on the rules of lack of knowledge. the rice of the chumra, but in the kula, whatever, the most of all the raya, they can't say, I don't know. That's the highest authority. Everyone else can say, I don't know. You with me so far, Abosai? This is what he wanted to show you. Yeah, okay. So that's where they went. Kipon chodavah. The kamtav yalisa labakom. Didn't have to go there right away. Could have first gone to the Bezdin near them. The Bezdin didn't know. Then they went up to Yerushalayim. What if the Bezdin didn't know? Can you appeal? Is there an appeal system in Jewish law? We'll have to discuss it later on. It's very possible that there is an appeal system in theory in Jewish law to a Bezdin HaGadol. But of course, today we no longer have such an institution, notwithstanding the Rabbanut and whatever other Badatsim exist elsewhere. There's no Bezdin HaGadol which is accepted by all Klal Yisrael, and therefore there's no intrinsic appeal system in Torah law, unless it's built into what we call in our language the rules and procedures. You will find out during the year that I'm involved in a Bezdin too. It's called the Bezdin of America, which is related to the Rabbinical Council of America, it's related to the OU, related to YU a little bit. So I'm working for that Bezdin, and we have rules and procedures, and we have an appeal system. Yes, I think we're the only Bezdin. The Chutzor, that's for the Rabbanut. Who heard of the chief rabbi in Israel? Who heard of it? Raise your hand. Who heard of the chief rabbi? Haven't heard of it? You don't know it exists? There's an appeal system. That's very possible that the appeal system was put in there because the British insisted upon it. British? Did you say British? Yes, I said British. And I believe it was 1919, 1920, the British established a chief rabbi in Israel. But the British were very proper, and they wanted to see to it that there should be a unified rabbinic organization, and therefore they established a chief rabbinate. One of their preconditions was that if you're having cases of law being adjudicated in this particular system, there has to be an appeals process. That was considered to be the enlightened thing to do. They had appeals in Britain, and America has appeals. They wanted to have appeals too. And therefore the Rabbanut agreed to the appeal system, because otherwise they would never have been recognized by the British government. Now, how does that work in pure halachic terms? After all, Reuven and Shimon have an argument within 3 days on it. And the three said that Reuven is right and Shimon is wrong. Shimon appeals, and the second judge said that Shimon is right. Whoa, what's this? It's an expression of Masechta the Baba Basra. Beidina basa beidina lo daiki. And once the court heard it, that's it. No one in the court can say anything. So the Mefarshim explained, that's under normal circumstances. But you went to the Rabbanut. You know the Rabbanut is an appeal system. But some of the Kibbutz, you accepted upon yourself this understanding. So if you come to our Bezdin, and you can only come voluntarily, and maybe with a Hasmana, but you can't force you really, and you read our rules and procedures, it says it's an appeal system. So you go, I'm an Askain, I have an appeal system. You with me so far? Oh. Good. Let us now go back to the discussion of Shoftim v'Shoftim Tzinecha v'Chol Sherecha and the Shvatech. So we had seen the words of the Rav Yaakov Emden Ben Tzvi, the Yavetz, the famous Rav Yaakov Emden, how he understood this Gemara. But I asked him to see a couple of other sources which relate directly to this discussion. Okay. That my Agos v'chidushim don't have everything. I'm not surprised. Take a look over here to the Mitzvah Eson, which in my edition is found on the next page, going on Tosfos, our Tosfos, about two Shvatim in one town. Kosher Lee writes the Mitzvah Eson. I just want to give you some grounding in how to read some of the acronym in the back so you get used to it. And if you don't know how to read it, ask someone else in the Mismedrash. We have veterans in the Shia. The Imkain, Amailo Akshi Mino Rabbi Yochanan the Rish Lakish. You know when they come out of Kufir Aleph? The Encholkin Ear Achas the Beis Shvat. If Tosfos Pshat HaGemara is correct, and the Brice here assumes that there could be a city which belongs to two different Shvatim, There should be a question against Rish Lakish on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. Umiu lepirish beis shekosul lechem haramban. Heviel lechem mishnah breish bergal mechus hanedin. Teshoftim lechol shevet. Hainu. Sheesh bezdin echad memuna al kol hashevet against Tosfos. Osi Shapir. Osi Shapir, no problem. We're not discussing two shvatim in one city. No, a different answer. Chayne Shloma, Pirish Atosis, Alpi Mashachos, Atosis, Yishom Yuma, Daf Yud Beis, Shehikshu Ki Agav, Nami Hodi Isos, and Bish Trishalayim, Nechlekes, the Shevet, Yehuda, Ben Yamin. Petir to the Mishim Hoya, Pi Adibur, Kenefshad, the Krom, Mushim Yishalayim, it's Trich. How do you like that? The only city that can be divided into two is Yerushalayim. See, that's the cost. Otherwise, you cannot do it, quote the Mishlach. Two teruts to the question over here are found in the Sefer called the Mitzvah Esar.
Why is it so big with
Yerushalayim? Sorry, because it's very simple. Why? Uvein k'sefer shochein. You have no chumash in Rashi, because it's parashat v'zos habracha. It's an indication that the Beis HaMikdash had to be in Shevet Binyamin. However, there are sources which say it has to be in Shevet Yehuda. So it's actually split, according to Chazal, the line of the went right through the Mizbeach. The borderline. Let's take it like this. We're not going to go into the details right now. So that's Xeris HaKosov. But other cities should not be, according to this understanding. Fine. Now, take a look over here in the Rashash. Rashash, as you know, is a very, very original thinker. Before we turn to the Rashash, let's go back to the Tosis that, which the Rashash discusses, okay? The first Tosis we saw was a one-line Tosis about having two cities, two shvatim in one city. Now it's a little bit longer, but be patient. Tez, Zayin, and Beis. Echad, Nemuna, Al Kula. Remember the Gemara? The Gemara said it was one, let's say one what? Nemuna pointed Al Kulan, on all of them. What's that? What's the one? What's the them? So Kulan Rashi says, Zu Sanhedrin Gedolah. That Sanhedrin Gedolah is in charge of all the Badidin. It makes the appointments. That's what Rashi understands. Says Tosfos. Pirsha Kuntris. Pesin HaGodah Shev Yerushalayim with the moon and all the other Badidin in the whole country. V'lo Mashmachim B'Sifri. The word Sifri, what does Sifri mean? It's important you know what the word. What does Sifri mean? Yasla, what's a Sifri? Don't know. So there's, you ever have a Medrash? Have you the word Medrash? We use the word Medrash, we mean with Medrash Agodah. The Voracious Rabbah, Shmos Rabbah, you know, all the Rabbahs. That's what's called the Drush of Agadah primarily. But it's also Medrash Halacha. Right? Except for Gracious, which is not too much there. All the other four Chumashay Rabbah is specific Midrash Halacha. Okay? The Medrash Halacha on Shmos. What's it called? Anyone knows? Anyone raise your hand? What's it called? Mechilta. The Medrash Halacha on Vayikra. What's it called, anybody? Sifra or Toras Kohan? The Medrash on Vayikra, what's it called? Sifri. Why Sifra? Sifri is a matter of convention. But Sifri is the Medrash Halacha on Bamidbar and Devarah. So the Sifri, the Bereisha, the Bereisha, Basa, Shoftin, the Chol Shar Yisrael, Kotoni Rabbi Yehuda Omer Echad Memuna Al Kulam Kodem Sheizke Lechol Shevet V'Shevet Lechol Yir V'Yir. Again, the pressure of the Echad Al Kulam has nothing to do with the hierarchy of Shevet in the year. Yesh Befarshim Echad Memuna Al Kulam Hu HaNasi. Who's the Nasi? What's that word? The Nasi is the president, right? The Kotoni B'Tol Sefta Shanasi Yoshev Ba'emtza. What Tol Sefta? I shall do the Tosefta in Perek Zayin. But it's also Tosefta in Perek Ches. Also, I have a Tosefta, I should quickly look back just to show you what he means. Also, good to look up the sources if you can find them. Right, this is a very brief citation. The beginning of Perek Ches in the Sefer Sanhedrin in the Tosefta, line number 3. Hanasi Yoshe Biemza, who is Kenem Yoshe Miyamino Smolo. He is the main man as a Nasi. Everyone looks around him. Okay, just wanted to show you the inside. Back we go to the Tosfos on Tezayim and Beis. Who are Nasi? The Katanim et Osefta Shanasi Yoshev Emza. The Nira Lefaresh Yechad Bemun Al Kulan. Who? Mufla Shebebezin. Mufla Shebebezin. Could be a mistaken type here. Av Bezin. Uvachal Shoftim Veshoftim Hoyashem Mufla. What's a Zaken Mamre, gentlemen? You lost your terms. Who knows? If you know what it means, raise your hand. Who knows what a Zaken Mamre is? Raise your hand if you know what it means. Okay. Question. Those who know. Which parsha is Zaken Mamre found? Which parsha in the Chumash? The 54 parsha. Anybody know? Parsha Shoftim again. It's a very Minyan of the Yom. A Zaken, what does a Zaken mean? What does the word Zaken mean?
Old,
that's the old to be Zaken Mamre? How old do you have to be? What does the word Zaken mean in this context? Who knows?
Learned.
Chazal says Zaken stands for what? Zeh Shekana Chokhmah. The very smart man. He was an elder, a scholar, and he was outvoted, and he refused to accede to the wishes of the majority. That's called a Zaken, who's a Mamre, who rebels. A rebellious elder, or sage.
Is that a good thing?
Terrible. Terrible thing. If you listen carefully to the parasha, you would in shul Shabbos or Thursday or Monday or last Shabbos mincha. You heard what happened to a Zaken Mamre. Who knows what happened to a Zaken Mamre? Capital punishment. Sounds crazy, no?
Isn't anyone who has his own opinion that's against the popular opinion, technically
a... You're allowed to have your own opinion and abstract. Not only are you allowed, you're required. However, there has to be a majority rule in Bezin, otherwise there'll be, once again, anarchy. The Sefer Chinuch writes, if you're not going to follow the system, the Torah will be like Shtei Torahs or a million Torahs. Maybe 15 million? How many Jews are there in the world today? 15 million? 15 million opinions. Just imagine that. That wouldn't be healthy. So you have to have a Bezin, and the old days had only one Bezin, we saw the Rishona, and there were no disputes, which were of a lasting nature. A Zaken Mamre rebels against the Bezin. So the Tosa says, therefore, what does it say? Who Mufla Sheva Bezdino would do something. Says the Rashash. You have the Rashash? Unbelievable humility on his part. But the Rashash, he hadn't found this anyway. What Tosa's quote doesn't exist. Of course, it's true, it doesn't exist. He didn't want to get him to make such a statement on his own. So what did he write? Unbelievable. The Rashash writes, in the second piece, Lemiyut Bikiyusi. How do you like that? My small amount of Bikiyas. Rav Ossi takes us all together, everyone in this room together, puts them in his pinky. The Rashash was Miyut Bikiyus. Humility, right? He said, Lo Matsasi Bishas Zulas Betosef to the Mechil and Prayer, each prayer examiner we saw. Isa Hu Muflish Amen Abalol in Indian. What's that? Zion Man, what's that? Zoki Mamre. Has nothing to do with Zaken Mamre. Tosis created his source out of nowhere. Out of nowhere. No such thing. Let's go further. Keep one hand in the Rashash and one hand in Tosis. Tazayim with this. Watch this. So the different Girsos and Atosis. You have a Girs over here. Muflash and Bebezin via Bezin. Is that the correct text? Hard to believe. What it is correct, it's hard to know. Let's just keep going and just not go into the details of this particular issue right now with the proper text. Let's go further. Watch this. This book wasn't one of the 71. The Horius. What does Horius mean? What does Horius mean? Give me a little translation. What does Horius mean? Lou. Rulings. They made a blooper, a boo-boo. The Bezdin, the main Bezdin in Yerushalayim, was asked a question about Chalif, and they said it's Mutter, and turns out they were wrong. It's really Chalif. Gvalt. So who knows what carbon a person has to bring if he eats Chalif B'shokeg. Anybody know what it's called? Korban Chatas. Whatever's made in his cars, B'shokeg. It's Chatas. That's a private mistake. What if the Bez Nagori Rishalayim made a mistake? We can't imagine how it happened. It happened. They made a mistake. We got different car. What's it called? Par Helim Dova Shel Tzibur. A separate, special carbon brought for the entire Tzibur being Nela, they got it wrong, because the Bez got it wrong for them. Let's go a little bit further here in the Tosis. Perikam with the Horios, Kahud it's not, Horu, Bezin, Viyad, Echanem, Shato, Oh, Shalo, Hoyash, Hamuflish, and Bezin, Sham, Potter. Why? Before Ashmi Gemara, Fisha Hoyalem, Shilmadu. They should have gone to the Mufla first. We have him, Micheshbin. If the Mufla is 171, Mayiria Mufla, I feel echem and achirim nami. It says him and sech tahorios. When is it? Plin of zok. I'm replying. First white line. Iis lekulei sanhedrin havi ara. Bilad lo havi ara. Must be the muflas over and above the 71. So I'm asking an amazing question. According to this Rashash based on Tosis, how many judges were there all told in the highest court, and our Supreme Court. How many altogether? How many? 71. It was 71 full-fledged members. It was one half a member. 71 plus 1 makes how much? 72. There's a problem with 72. What's wrong with 72? Ain Bez and Shuckle. You learned the Gemara on both sides? I'll have to get back to that a little bit later on. It should be an even number. It's an even number. It could be a tie. Yes? Where did 72 come from? That's your question. Yeah, we'll see soon. We'll see soon. Very soon. Very, very soon. Sorry?
If 72 was a problematic number, can they just add another number?
I guess you can always add more. It's true. Also true. Also true. Okay. In any event, Rabbi Osai, let's go a little bit further. Tosfos. We're up to the first wide line. As Yahi the Horios, Ki Rabbi Yehuda. That's our Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda. For the Tnan, Perganech Nokin, Ki Poli, the Muflashim, the Bez Nakosim, the Daber. Holo having a Shabuflashim called Duchto would be the greatest person. Nasim lo Asim, the Mute El Talmud, Ki the Pirish Asim Akuncha, Shabuchos, and Henry Eshtin Amra, Chutz me Talmud, Fish and a royal or Talmud Shahoral Asis Potter. Nimtza chumro kulo. What does that mean? A Talmud makes a mistake, nothing took effect. A Talmud should not be passing a shayla when his Rebbe's around. There's a whole discussion on that. Hey, well, I don't know, we're going to get a chance to go into that right now. We're discussing other things. It's very important halacha tonight. Good, so the 70, the 71. Right? Who said 70? Take a look at both at the very last line of the daf, Tazayim and Bates. Sanhedrin Gedolah, he said, my time with the Rabbanon, it was 71. The army, you Moshe Gabeir. Right? Well, that's what it says. What does it mean? Omakro, his yatz, usham, imach, yuzayim and alf, atba dayu. 70 plus 1 is 71 by higher mathematics. Rabbi Yehuda. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? We saw it in the Mishnah before. Rabbi Yehuda said, it's a total of 70. Not 71. I repeat, not 71. So know what's going to happen over here? No, wrong shot. Says the Gemara on the top of Abu Zayim al-Aleph. Yisyatzu shamimach. No, doesn't mean 70 plus 1. Means imach mishum shchina. Whoa, Rashi. Top Rashi, Zayim al-Aleph. Him cho yamdu mechutz lo'el v'lo yavo li'ol mishim shchina. Don't you dare go inside. Too much gil shchina. Oh. Rabbi Yehuda, no, what did he do with this? Yitcha v'dov alecha. It means something else totally. Yuchosim v'mushkoch mimum. Rabbana nafkalu v'dov alecha. Even us to come to Santa Gros, Tana Shinemru, Beisro, Bealpha Gdola Mitana, fine. So the din is the same. Rabbo said this is Sugya Nakutama. Any questions so far? Comes with the. Yes?
If Moshe is part of the 71, it isn't Muslim.
Right, he's the one.
Then 70 plus 1.
You want to know if he's a Nasi, who's the Mufla? Who's the Abezin? Is that your question?
There has to be 71 plus Mufla, right?
No, that never says that. You're assuming, well, yeah, that's a good question. If the 71 plus the Mufla, who is the one who stood outside the number 71 was just the you know, the extra person, who would it be? Who would it be?
And he also has to be greater than everyone else.
Well, it has to be greater than Moshe. I don't think that's possible. But
Moshe has to be the Muslim, then. It's not one.
Well, maybe he occupied both roles. We'll see. I want to show you, we know that everyone knows the numbers 3, 23, 70, even though 71. You ever hear of 72?
With the Targum Shivan.
Wow. Excellent. Take a look. Take a look. And the Rashash. Unbelievable Rashash. Excellent. He says, look what I wrote back on Gimel Amud Beis with the Reya. Oh, man. He's sending you back. The Rashash sends you the Gimel Amud Beis. What could be possibly over there on the Gimel Amud Beis? What's there? They both say, some of the words of Rashash is separately on the bottom. You're lucky. For me, it's mixed up. Let's watch. Please. Oh. Rashash a little bit starts discussing enough, give a little bit. Let's stick with us here enough. Tezayin with this. It'll be easier to see over there. It's more, a little more by reading. What did he say over here, Tezayin with this? Let's take a look together. What does it say? Watch this. 71 plus 1. You know, say, you know, you need two people to take your place, 10 to take your place. Moshe, no one can take his place. But they had at least two. Hashem, Yosha, Yimorim, Yacha, the whole door, and Israel. Ask of Talmud HaMelech, you just said, Shekineis Ayin Beis Kenim, Megillah Daf Tes, the Porsche Shem Tenet Negdola, Kimeyam Te Te Torah, Vosukir Rabbonon, 72, God Zvachem, and Meyadai, Pishim Mishnaim Zokei. Refuse that. Anyway, Rabbosei, with me so far. Good, Rabbosei, with me so far, Porsche, basics. Let's get even more basic for a second. The Bez Nagoro in Yerushalayim, what was its role? That's the highest Bez, right? The Sanhedrin Shel Ayin Aleph in the Lishkas HaGozes. Its role was to be the determiners of what is considered to be what's called Torah Shebaalpeh. Torah Shebaksav is canonized. It's exact text. Torah Shebaalpeh is everyone just writes things on his own. On his own. By a show of hands, who has a Rambam? Who has access to a Rambam? Maybe the back of your also other Gemaras. Who does have a Rambam? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Who does not have a Rambam? Good. We have enough for everybody. Whoever doesn't have a Rambam, take a Rambam, please. I can just bring up Rambams. We'll see. Rambam inside. I'm going to start not from Hilchos Sanhedrin, but rather from Hilchos Mamrim. There's a reason for it. Hilchos Mamrim is found in your Rambam. We have the fancy Franklin edition, of course, nothing but the best for our Talmidim. Thank you, Nisan. Those who have the computer won't have a Franklin, but they'll have something close. Hilchos Mamrim Perek Aleph. Let's read together, okay? Perek Aleph. Bez Halach Aleph, excuse me. Aleph Aleph. Bez Nagodo Shebi Yushalayim Heim Iker Torah Shebaal Peh. What a statement, Rabosai. They're the eager of Torah Shabbat Peh. Yes?
I don't know if this has ever happened, but if there were theoretically to be a
We all said that always going to be new shilas. That's how the present can create everything.
Isn't the goal to like eliminate shilas though?
No. They're always going to be shilas. Let's say, for example, that the Bez Nagorol at this time of the Chasimus HaTalmud, as we shall explain. I give you an extra Baramach, I'm not on this official list. You have some free time. Open up the introduction of the Rambam to the Sefer Yad HaChazon, to the Mishnah Torah. You'll find it, presumably, in what's called Sefer Hamad, before you saw it. Open up, see what he says. I'll give you a hint. He says like this. It's a Masorah going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu passed it on, as we know from Pirkei Avos, to Yoshua, to Zkenim, to Nevi'im, Asher Knesset HaGedolah. And they said a few things. When did the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah live? Who knows? The very beginning of Bayis Shem. Correct. Rav Shechter Shlita spoke about the end of Nevuah. Who were the last Nevi'im? Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi. That's part of that group. Is it a transition between the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash? Okay? Fine. Just please very careful. So the Bez Nagorah met in Yerushalayim during Bayis Rishon, during Bayis Sheni. That's Ika Torah Shel Bal Peh. Right? Take a look. Read the drama. Heim amud ha'orah u'mehem chok u'mishpat yotza l'chol Yisroel v'aleim efticha Torah shenema. We just read it four times. Al pi ha'torah she'erucha ha'mishpat ha'shayom l'chol ta'ase v'tzaseh v'chol ha'mamin v'moshe Rabbeinu v'toroso chayem lismuch ma'aseh hadas aleim u'lishoyin aleim. You're obligated to rely on the Bez Nagorah. Well, I know better. I know better. You're what's called Hilchos Mamre. Chasrem Ezok and Mamre. Fine. Rambam is quite expansive. The Rambam's version of what's concluded in Torah Shel Bal Peh is quite expansive. Let's read together. Kol mishen osir behora osan over belos hase shenem elos sosu mina kol adavar shegidu lecha yom and usmol. So here's one of the most ironic Rambams of all. Why is there no malchus and the rabbanans? You gotta love this. This Rambam is a source. If you look at in Shoresh Aleph and Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rabban goes crazy about this. How can you say that every Rabban is included in Los Osos? This is going to be a deraisa. Everyone knows a different term. For example, Sefer the Rabban on what? Sefer Rabban on the Kula. Sefer the Raisa on the every Rabban is a deraisa. It's included in Los Osos. That's the Rabban's kasha against the Rabban. We're going to discuss that as we go. But the other question the Rambam asks against himself is, you should get Malchus. Malchus is limited to what Los say in the Torah, which is Yesh Promais. So, every Rabban is Los Osir. So you say, the Rabbanans are much more lenient. No, the Rambam. They're much more strict. That's why there's no Malchus. What? Wow, whoa, what's this? Read the Rambam, it's amazing. Says the Rambam, look what did he say? Ein lokin al lavze mipnei Sheniten las horas misas bezdin pilei ployim. The rule: if a lav is subject to misas bezdin, then there's no malchus. Everyone understand that rule? You may have come across it in Shas in a few places. The last year came up a little bit. Every los osur could be misas bezdin. In what case? Only one case. What's the case? No. Sokin mamre. He gets killed. Yes. After Rabban's kasha, you mean to tell me that according to the Mandomar, the lav shenitin las horas misas bezdin lokin olav, you get malchus for every the Rabbanon? Frank the Rabban against Rabban? The Rabban's looking at him and say, yes. You don't pass them, it's easy to say. Presume that's what the Rabban would tell him. He basically said it over here explicitly. Let's go on. Shekol chacham shemor al divrayim me must be sasa bechenek. Right? This week's parsha. So what's included? Rabbi, it's the most expansive definition. Echad dvarim shalom devos mipi ha-shmur. Ve'tar shel ha-peh. Oral tradition. Echad dvarim shalom devos mipi daitam bi'achatzen amidah shatar nireshet v'em. V'nid b'neim shadin b'dov azeh kenu. Maybe they have a celebration. Go to Shulz Mor, Bishmol Omer. Yushlosh Levitas, whatever, Kavachom, Exera Shav, etc. The Echa Devorah, believe it or not, Sha'asu, Osim, Tsyog, Letorah, Ulifi Masha, Shah, Tzricha, Fema, Exero, Svatakonos, Ramin Hogos. Woo, Ramin Hogos. Becholecha, Viecha, Nishlosh, Devorah, Melu, Mitzvah, Saseh, Lishmolen, Vaova, Kolechas, Men, Ova, Belos, Saseh. Wow. Unbelievable. Incredible. That's a very strong Chumadic opinion. Right there, I'm at the very beginning of Hilchos Mamrin. Take a look at the Lecha Mishnah. You don't have Lecha Mishnahs. Who does not have a Lecha Mishnah? Raise your hand. Who does not? Take a look on somebody else, okay? Because if you look, just scroll up a little bit. Almost everyone has a Lecha Mishnah, either on a computer or in a Rambam. Let's see what the Lecha Mishnah says. This is fact. Kabbalah said today's Shia and tomorrow's as well. Very basic. Basic. It's fundamentals here. Says the Lecha Mishnah, Harambanzal, Shoresh Aleph. Hisit Arameinu, it came called the Rei Sofim. Habilava say, Ve'rolo l'hachmir b'chol midah d'rabonan shem in ha-Torah. Came in sh'ha-Torah, Tzif s'lo sosu b'chol ha-Dava, v'chei naseh l'chol pi ha-Torah. Fine. The Harav Kiryat Sefer, Shechibir Harav Marav Chani, you know it's the Mabit, B'tchila Sefer, Herich L'Tarets there, the Klal Devar Avein, they had two ways as I read. Number one, Dachachomim Hishnu Mitchila, Shelo Yehover Al Zerosim Ka'over Al Divrei Torah, Ela Shiyakal Ma'ol, V'Shiyelchu B'Sovek Divrei Amlachim. The Ramban already suggested this himself. Maybe you'll say it's what he called a Mechila. Michael, they say you have a right to be lenient in the case of doubt. Fine. Watch this. Look what's happening. Why? The cave and chicane ain't on the over my masha tipsa at Torah, Shatora lo tipsa ella, she is shmul the masha over Chachamimzal. They mat from Armush loyelka with the ram, lach mil longo, which loyonish go over the red Torah. Come on, Rabbi. That's a kasha. They said if we're going to treat it like the Rei Torah, except we're going to be Merkel and Sfekis and certain other coolers. So that's why he doesn't like this first territory. The Ramban did like it. I mean, it's a dochak. Ramban had an expression which is that's not hogun. We'll try to see it tomorrow if we have a chance. But he doesn't like it so much. Comes up with a whopper territory. This territory is an absolute whopper, and no one dare follow this territory. We follow this territory with major trouble. But this is what he says. Listen carefully. What does the Lava say? The Hani Lava say the Zokin Marmay Shacholik al Shemdova Midareim, but Omer Sheeno Emes, Kamosha Tikno Hay. But they say it's wrong. Hanukkah? No. You don't light near Hanukkah. The Tila Sedayim? No. You don't wash your hands. No. Mukhtan Shabbos? No. Can't keep it. We don't keep it. I don't believe in it. That's a Zokin Marmay. That's a little sus. Avamisha over al Dovrechabi de Reyer. Afilu Shiavim amazing. Kevan Shenacholik Loma Shenu Emes. That's true, the rabbis prohibited. And Matzah Shivu Chachamim. And the Shalit Sarkul Hana Osa Osa Mash Osa. Do you believe what's going on over here? I like that cheese. Ooh, a cheese. Gee, what can we bear with cheese? At the Torah level, cheese is kosher al Hadrik. The rabbi said it's dray for whatever reason. Do you believe it's prohibited by the rabbis? Yes. Are you going to eat it anyway? Yes. Why? I'm hungry. I like cheese.
So are you in the wrong? Are you wrong to do that?
You are 1,000,000% wrong. But
if you yourself know that it's not usher.
It is usher. Rabbi said it's usher. But I'm hungry. Says there, Lecha Mishnah quoted from the Kiryat Sefer. Watch. Eina over alav shem mochle betchila al kach. Kevin sheno cholek yom sheno emes. Mashasu hei. Lo sasu means when you say what they're saying is not true. Rabbi, what you're saying is true, but I have a tayo, but I have yetzahara. I have yetzahara. Come on, man, I have yetzahara.
It's not about yetzahara. It's about like doing something. Like if a rabbi just made up shock that like you're supposed to like do what's supposed to be on Shabbos, like obviously you're not supposed to do what's supposed to be on Shabbos. It's the same exact thing.
Well, truth is a complicated parasha I'm not going to go into right now. But let's assume that it's prohibited by the rabbanon. And I say, I agree it's prohibited by the rabbanon. But what can I do? I have to read my svarim or my books, and I put the light on Shabbos or do other things, and I put up my fan, it's very, very hot. AC, it's too hot in here. Got to 100 degrees. I put in my air conditioner on Shabbos over the rabbanon. No lo sasu. The obvious question is, no lo sasu, why can't I do it? Why can't I do it? No one's going to leave until tomorrow. Why you can't do it? Bottom line, you can't do it. No ifs, ands, or buts. But it wouldn't be included in the nosos. This is a very extreme formulation. I have to tell you, a bit less extreme is the formulation in the Sefer Meshech Chochma on this week's parasha. Who wrote the Meshech Chochma? Who wrote it? Rav Meir Simcha. What's his maybe more famous Sefer? Har Samech is on the Rambam. We'll get to Har Samech on our opening sugya also one day. And Meshech Chochma was Perish on Chumash. Parashat Shov that we just read, he says like this: the Rambam said all the Rabbanim are the right. How can it be? Says Rav Meir Simcha, no. Lo Sasser means don't stray from their command. If you rebel, you are in violation. According to the Rav Meir Simcha, even if I want the cheese because I'm hungry, that's also a rebellion. According to the Kiryat Sefer, you're only a rebel if you deny the truth of what they say. According to the Meir Simcha, no. Even if I know that if they say, I accept what they're saying as being true, and I eat the cheese knowing that it's true anyway, I'm also in violation of the sauce against the Kiryat Sefer. But if I don't know, I eat it for show game. I thought it was an OU on the cheese. I bought 5 packages of cheese. OUR. Well, OU, obviously. And the bottom one didn't have an OU. It was Trave. Bishoge. Says Rav Meir Simcha, that's not an Aveira. Because the nature of Aveira's Drabonon is to rebel against Chazal. So Kiryat Sefer is only if you deny their power to enact it. We assume that even if you don't deny their power to enact it, but you violate it willfully, it's also considered rebellion. If you just did it by mistake, it's not an aveira at all. So suggests Rav Meir Simcha this week's parsha in the Meshech Chochma. The Nesiva says something very similar. The Nesiva says, if I eat, because the Shulchan Aruch really says it, if you sell meat, trade for meat, I discover it's treif, I don't have to pay. Wish I could cut my stomach. If you sell me meat, turn it as treif with the rabbanon, I do have to pay. The lumpness is treif with the rabbanon, is not intrinsically treif. The nature of the violation is don't go against the chazal. I didn't know. I ate it betrimus. I thought it was permissive. I thought it was kosher. I have to pay. It's amazing. Okay. So far, so good, Rav Moshe. This is a very, very critical Rambam. The Rambam vehemently disagrees. It says, Lo Sasser only means when the rabbis interpret Pesukei HaTorah. They say, Totafas Benonecha doesn't mean here, it means here. That's Lo Sasser. The interpretation of the Torah. Kriyei Tadah means an Esrig, and someone takes a lemon. The lemons look nice in Esrog, Nikla. Which one I don't know. But that's an interpretation of Lo Sasser. Everyone with me so far? Very, very basic stuff. What the power of Bezin is. Question, Arab Osai. This is a critical, critical question. This power of Bezin, Rambam writes, what? Bezin HaGadol Shev Yerushalayim. What happens after there's no longer a Bezin HaGadol Shev Yerushalayim? Who knows? As of what moment, there was no longer a Bezin HaGadol in Yerushalayim. I need the exact moment, the exact year. Who knows when?
40 years before
the Churban. Very good. When Avodah Zarah says that 40 years before the Churban, Bezin went into exile. Who knows why? Who knows why? Too many murders. We can't do this. The Romans have taken over the country. We can't get involved in capital punishment now. And it says in the Gemara that capital punishment can only be ruled in Beis HaMikdash. They went into Golos. One other thing it says in the Gemara. It's on the Mar Mechomis. Melamed Mekam Tavlisa Lamokom Melamed Shamokom Gorei by Zokei Mamre. Zokei Mamre, if the Bez was taking a stroll outside of somewhere in Yerushalayim, a very nice time, beautiful weather, taking a stroll, and the guy said to them, you say that this fact is kosher, I say it's treif, or vice versa. And I'm going to rule against you in front of 1,000 people, he's not chayav misa. You have to rebel against him in the lishkas hagadol, shemakom gorei. Those are two halachas with respect to Bez Nagoro. So 40 years before the Churban, there was no longer a Bez Nagoro in Yerushalayim. Rabosai, question. Once the Bez Nagoro, one more question. Who knows when the entire institution of Bez Nagoro collapsed? Not just Bez Nagoro in Yerushalayim. We all know, you should know, on both sides, the Bez left the Lishkas HaGozis and moved around a little bit in Yerushalayim. Then they went to a very famous place. Who knows the first place where they went out of Yerushalayim? KBY. Well said. They went to Kerem Yavne. But we don't give any commercials over here. The Bez went to Yavne. That's where they went. True. Went to, you can't deny it. I don't think you may have gone to Shalavim, but the Bezin was in Yavne. You can't deny that. The Bezin went to Yavne, and then it went 10 Golios here in Tveria, all kinds of different places. I want to know when, chronologically, let's talk about the, forgive me if you're using the Goyish number, just easier than people move in. So the Bezin was Chorev, approximately the year 70, a little bit earlier, 1-2 years, around 70. I need to know, who knows how long the Bez Nagadol continued outside of Yerushalayim? Who knows? In approximately, I don't mean the exact year. So 70, we call that in our parlance, Starship of Ibn Adam, the first century. Again, why we call that, I'm not getting bound to it. First century. Who knows? Did the Bez go into the second century? Who knows? Raise your hand. Yes or no?
No.
Yes. You said no?
I was just guessing.
You said no?
Yeah, I was just guessing.
Just guessing. So the answer is yes. It went into the second century. Who knows about the third century? Anybody know? Yes. Who knows about the fourth century? Anybody know?
No. I'm guessing.
Yes. The assumption is that it went into the fourth century a little bit until we had to leave Eretz Yisrael. Who threw us out ultimately at the end of the day? Not the Romans, but the early Christians. We should keep track of what's going on. They threw us out. And the Romans were part of the deal. They killed many Jews before also. That's when the Bez Nagoro ceased to function. The Rambam, it's on the Mar Mekomis also, and it was Kiddush HaChodesh. It's our topic only insofar as it teaches so much about the fundamentals of Bezin. Right, that happens close to the redaction of the Talmud, Bizman Abaye V'Rom. Well, no, there were five generations of Amorim. Towards the end, that's when the Bezdin collapsed. And just before the Bezdin collapsed, because Smicha collapsed, we'll discuss it later on the parent, a man named Hillel HaSheni came along. What did he do? Establish a calendar for all time. So there's no more Bezdin HaGadol, no more Smicha. So the Bezdin HaGadol, writes the Rambam, they were the ones who were Mekadosh Chadoshim all the way to Abaye V'Rava's time. After that. But there was still another full generation plus of Chachmei Yisrael until those who edited the Talmud. What are their names? They edited the Talmud. What are their names? Ravina Ravashi. What they say is binding, gentlemen. You and I can't disagree with that. Where is this found? In the introduction of the Rambam to Yad HaChazak, which you should look up between today and tomorrow. Make sure to look it up. Question then becomes, Lo Sasser. How far does it go? I have three possibilities. We'll end the shiur with this. One, it stops. Four possibilities. Let's leave out the topics, the rabbanos and the raisos, but the periods of time. One, it stops when they left Lishkas HaGozis. Two, it continues until Bezdin HaGadol ceased to exist in the early 4th century. Three, goes all the way to Ravina Rav Ashi. After that, it can't go, because after that, the Rambam writes in an introduction, there's no longer a Bezdin that can speak for all of Klal Yisrael. There's been no rabbinical convention of that type since that time. Why not? There's dispersion, there are wars. Why not today? Tov Shin Ayin Hey. Different kind of wars, Rabosai, not for that. Rabosai, we made an introduction. Tomorrow, Mr. Shem, everything should be at 9 o'clock, approximately. Exactly, at least approximately. Have a harusa set in the back of the tables there. We'll get little assigned seats if necessary. And we'll be here again tomorrow, 1 o'clock. We'll see how it is. Okay. This is the Mama Thomas, we don't have in front. Down the stairs.